The following message was given by Brother James Chu in the church in New York City on the Lord's Day, January 15th, 2017. The title of the message is The Summary Description of Resurrection. Scripture verses are 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 to 4, 12 to 22, Romans chapter 5, verse 12 to 19, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, 5 through 6.
We can come to you by coming to your living word. Thank you, your word is living and operative.
你的话是活的,
sharper than any two-edged sword.
一切两刃的剑更锋利,
piercing and cutting asunder.
能以刺入剖开魂与灵,
so we open ourselves to this living word. We pray you will anoint your word and anoint every one of us.
要高摩你的话,
we pray in your own precious name.
在你宝贵的名里祷告,
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that God is purposeful.
圣经告诉我们神是有旨意的神。
We are all very familiar, I believe, that God created man according to his eternal purpose to express him and to represent him.
我们知道神创造人是照着他永远的旨意，是按照他的，是照着他的目的，也是为了成就他的旨意。
Therefore, God created man as a tripartite being.
所以神把人造成是三部分的人。
Genesis 2:7 tells us how God created the man.
创世纪2章第7节讲到神如何创造人。
It says God formed man out of the dust of the ground.
神用地上的尘土塑造人。
That is the body.
Right? 那是他人的身体。
And breathed into his nostril the breath of life.
向他的鼻孔吹入一口生命之气。
And we know this word breath in Hebrew is the same word as the spirit.
我们知道这个在这地方这生命这个生命之气在旧约里面就和灵是同一个字。
So God breathed the breath of life into his nostrils means that God placed the spirit within man.
圣经里面讲到说神将生命之气吹在人里面，就是说他把人的灵放在人里面。
And then the man became a living soul.
所以这个人就成了活的魂。
So we often say God created the tripartite man.
我们平常说就是神创造了三部分的人。
Spirit, soul, and body.
灵魂和身体。
But I want you to notice this morning, and this verse tells us that when God created man with the three parts,
今天早上我要特别让弟兄姊妹们注意, 当神在这地方启示他以三部分，把人创造成三部分的时候,
it described two parts of the three that related to life.
他把这里边三个里面有两部分是和生命有关系的。
You see, he breathed the breath of life, which is the spirit, into man.
第一，他把生命之气，就是人的灵，吹到人里面。
And the man became a living soul.
结果人就成了活的魂。
Actually, it's very interesting because you see, I think this translation is very good. It is the breath of life. And the man became a living soul.
我觉得这样翻译是非常的好，一个是生命之气，一个是活的魂。
Because particularly I think with the parts of speech in the different languages, it's very meaningful when it says the breath of life. This life is a noun.
特别是在不同的语言里面这样表达，这地方讲到生命之气，这个生命这个词在这地方是指一个是一个名词。
And then the man became a living soul. This living is actually a gerund. It is a verb noun.
所以我们看到在这个人成了活的魂，这个活这个字，在这地方在英语里面是个动名词。
Actually, this gerund is very meaningful, as you will come to see why James this morning talking about grammar.
好，今天早上你们要看到为什么我在这地方给你们讲语法。
Because this gerund means there is action, and yet it is there is a kind of ongoing expression, and so you call it a gerund. It's a living. It's a gerund.
这地方这个动名词是特别指到有活的、有活动的啊，在这地方是一直能够在这地方行动的这一个意思。
You see, God breathed this breath of life.
所以我们看到神把这个生命之气。
breathing to his nostrils.
吹到人的鼻孔里。
And the result is this man became a living soul.
这个结果就是这个人成了活的魂。
It's ongoing.
也是一个继续不断的一个活动的一个活魂。
Very interesting because the two of the three parts, the two of the three parts already related to life.
我们看到这个人的三部分一开始有三分之二已经都和生命有关系。
Then after God created man, God placed man in the Garden of Eden.
当人创造人，神创造人以后，把人放在伊甸园里。
And out of the Garden of Eden grew every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food.
我们知道伊甸园里神让各样的树木长起来，能够悦人的眼目，并且是可以做食物的。
And in which, in the midst, there is a tree of life.But also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们知道在园子当中有生命树和知识善恶树。
But also, I want you to continue actually read verse 10. Then you will see that there is a river flowing out of the garden to water the out of the garden to water the garden.
我们看看创世纪二章第十节，那里面讲到那里面一道河。这个河从伊甸园流出来，要滋润整个园子。
And talks about these four heads.
那地方，那当然，那河也分成四道。
But of course, later on, if we go to Genesis, go to Revelation, we know this actually is a type of, this is the beginning of the river of life.
当我们读到启示录的时候，我们就知道这是生命河、生命水的河的一个预表。
Okay, now you can see God created man.Tripartite.
所以我们首先来看神创造人是按三部分来创造的。
And God put man in this environment full of life.
神放在一个满了生命的环境里面。
And I want to tell you, you see, it says grows every tree that's good for pleasant to sight and good for food. Means this environment of life is vibrant.
如果我们看到在伊甸园里各样有生命的物长起来，这地方让我们看到这地方是满了活力、满了生命的一个原子。
How should I describe it? It's luxuriant with life.
这地方是我们可以看到是真的是一种这个满了生机盎然的景象。
So God put this man in this garden.
这样神把这个人放在这样一个环境里面。
To till it and to guard it.
在这地方能够耕种并且看守。
And God said, okay, now God said,
神说,
of every tree in this garden you can freely eat.
在这个园子里面各样树上的果子你都可以吃。
Except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
唯独那个知识善恶树上的果子你不可吃。
Because on the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
因为你什么时候吃，你什么时候就死了。
I want to tell you this is a serious warning.
我也告诉你们这是一个很严肃的一个警告。
But this morning I want you to think about this a little bit.
今天早上我们要好好的思量一下这句话的意思。
God created man tripartite.
神把人创造成三部分。
And God created man to fulfill his purpose.
神创造人是为了成就他的旨意。
And God put him in this environment.
神把人放在这样一个环境里面。
Full of life.
满了生命。
Full of peace and tranquility and harmony.
非常平静安宁并且满了和谐的一个环境。
But in...So that man can fulfill God's purpose in such an environment.
这是为了让人能够在这样的环境里面成就神的旨意。
But God warned him.
但神也给他警告。
Be careful.
Be careful.
当心。
小心。
There's a tree, don't touch.
这地方有一棵树，你不要碰。
No, actually God didn't say don't touch. This is what Satan said. God said don't eat.
神告诉他们说，这棵树不要吃。
Because the day you eat it, you will surely die.
你吃的那日就要死。
I want you to think about this.
我要让你们，让弟兄姊妹们要一起来想一想。
Because this is the first time the word die is mentioned in the Bible.
因为这是在圣经里面第一次提到死这个字。
And it is mentioned in this atmosphere, this scene of life.And harmony.
这是在一个满了生命、满了和谐的环境里面讲到“死”这个字。
And not only mention this to him, but very seriously.
不仅把向他提到这个死，并且非常严肃地告诉他关于死的事。
Because, on the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
实际上这个直译就是说，你那什么时候你吃，那个时候你肯定会死。
You know, I mean, we have actually mentioned this verse quite much.
我们在这一节呢，没有讲的很多。
We have mentioned that in the past.
我们过去提到过这句话。
But I wondered, actually myself, also I wondered how much did Adam understood it.
这地方虽然我们也现在讲说这句话，当时我想亚当不知道真的明白了多少。
I wonder this whether you ever thought about it.
我想你也许没有从来没有这样想过。
Because I haven't thought about this very much.
我没有这样想过。
It was not until 4.5 years ago, and I will tell you why.
一直到四年半以前，我才开始考虑这个。
Okay, now because this is very much related to what we're going to share from 1 Corinthians 15 this morning.
因为这个和我们今天早上分享的哥林多前书十五章非常有关系。
I wondered when Adam took that warning.
我不知道亚当当听到这个警告的时候
，What did he think？
他到底在思量什么
？What did God mean to say that on the day you eat of it, you will surely die？
不知道他是不是有在思量说，神说我吃的时候必要死，到底是什么意思呢
？I don't know whether he at that time he actually understood the significance of the tripartite。
那个时候我不相信他really真正明白人是三部分的。
Neither do I believe that among us who have heard about the God created man as tripartite, do you understand this saying?
我甚至不敢太相信呢。我们在座的弟兄姊妹们，当我们说到人是神创造人是有三部分的时候，我们自己有多清楚的明白。
Because I believe, even after being a Christian for many years, not until 4.5 years ago, I think my understanding of that verse is very natural and very limited.
虽然我自己作为一个基督徒有很多年了，一直到四年半以前，我才开始对这个人有三部分开始有更清楚的认识。
Because I believe, among Christians, even 99.99% Christians, when they hear about this word, they only think about the physical death.
当我相信99.99%的基督徒，当他们听到这个“死”这个字的时候，他们都是想到的是身体的死。
But I want you to know that this is a very important point.
我要让弟兄姊妹注意到，这是一个非常重要的点。
Because when you say, you know, when God said on the day you eat thereof, you will surely die.
当神告诉亚当说你吃的那日必要死的时候
，Our understanding and we think Adam understood it that way. That is when he ate that tree.That day, he will physically die.
我们想亚当那时候的思想就是认为他肉身会死
Right. So anyway, so God created, put him there, and then of course, the rest is history.
所以神创造了亚当，把他放在那个地方。这其余的我们都知道，已经成了历史。
But I want to remind you this morning, dear brothers and sisters, what is a history?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，今天早上我要提醒弟兄姊妹们，什么是历史？
Well, you know, actually, Adam wasn't doing a very good job in guarding it because he let the serpent get close to Eve.
Yeah. 我们知道亚当啊，看管这个园子，他工作做得不太好，因为他让那个蛇呀接近了他的太太。
So, serpent got close to Eve.
当这个蛇接近了这个夏娃的时候。
Well, you know, we have talked about that, but this morning I only want to emphasize some points.
我们虽然过去讲过许多的方面，今天早上我们只讲几个方面。
You know, in the past we say that serpent tried to cause Eve to question God.
过去我们一直讲说，这个蛇就是想让夏娃对神起疑问。
And to have doubt about God's intention.
来怀疑神的目的和旨意。
What does it mean?
这到底什么意思？
So Adam first asked kind of a broaden this question. Say, did God say you can't eat any of the fruit?
Satan.
Satan said, did God say you cannot eat all the fruit?
撒旦在这地方对夏娃说，神岂是真说这园中各样树的果子都不可以吃吗
？Of course, we know that is an inaccurate or exaggeration.
我们知道那是不准确的，也是有点夸张的。
Because God say, of all the fruit in the garden, you can freely eat.
因为神说，所有园中树上的果子你都可以吃
，except
只有这一棵树。
So Eve didn't know that part because Adam did tell her that.
夏娃应该知道这个话，因为亚当应该告诉了夏娃这个话。
But of course, we always say Eve sort of exaggerated a little bit, saying, "Well, God said you cannot touch."
当然，我们常规的说法就是夏娃呀，这个时候稍微夸张了一点，说神说不可吃也不可摸。
And then the serpent said, "No, you shall not surely die."
结果这个蛇就对他说，你不一定死。
Now, actually.What serpent said to Eve must have some ground for Eve to accept it.
我们要想想，那个蛇向夏娃说的话，一定是有某种的背景和这个根据，这样让夏娃能够接受他的话。
Because I believe even when Adam told Eve his conversation with God.He probably had some question. What did God mean on the day of you eat it, you shall surely die?
如果我们想想亚当，他跟夏娃传输他和神的对话的时候，我们相信亚当脑袋里面可能也是对神说的话不完全明白，甚至有些疑问。
So therefore, Adam. So when the serpent said to Eve, you know, you will not surely die.And because God knows when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and so on and so forth. So Eve took that lie.
我们知道这个当这个蛇向夏娃提出这些建议的时候，说你不一定死的时候，我们知道夏娃就接受了这个谎言。
Yeah. So then she took the fruit, she ate it, and gave it to Adam to eat.
她自己吃了，她也给她一起的丈夫吃了。
Now that was on that day they ate it, right?
就是那天他们吃了。
So what happened?
结果如何呢
？The eyes were opened.
他们的眼睛开了。
This is very interesting to say their eyes are opened. So he said, "Oh, Adam, you didn't die."
他们眼睛开了，第一看到的就是亚当，你没死啊。
Adam said, "That's right, Eve, you didn't die."
这个亚当也说，哎，你也没死啊。
I hope you understand my point.
我盼望弟兄姊妹要明白我说的这句话。
Because God said, "On the very day you eat it, you will surely die."
因为神说，你吃的那日，你必要死。
So did they die physically?
他们在身体上有没有死呢
？And they found they were naked, so you know they hide and God covered them.
结果他们发现自己是赤身露体的，他们就藏起来。结果神找到他们。
But of course, we know that day they did die.
我们当然知道那天他们死了。
Not physically,
虽然不是肉身上的死
but the potential of receiving the source of life, which was typified by the tree of life, and to be able to live livingly, vibrantly, that was cut off.
我们知道这个时候虽然肉身没有死，但是他们作为接受生命的这个接受者，特别是在这个生命树所预表神的这方面。还有他们能够成就这个生命的目的这方面，他们死了。
Now this morning I want to use this opportunity because we have said things which I'm not sure you have understood.
我要今天早上借着这个机会，弟兄姊妹们把这些话讲清楚。
I have said this many times, and I think other brothers have also mentioned that the fall of man did not deter God from His original plan in creating man.
不光是我，还有弟兄们都一直交通。虽然人的堕落。并没人虽然堕落了，但是并没有拦阻神，让神呢不继续成就他的旨意。
This is because in Genesis chapter 3.
这是因为在创世纪第三章。
Of course, after the fall of man, God covered them with the skin of the with the animal skin, and then God drove them out of the Garden of Eden.
当然，我们知道他们堕落以后，神用皮子给他们做衣服，并且把他们赶出了伊甸园。
And when they were driven out of the garden,
他们出了伊甸园以后
，and God said to himself to the triune God, they spoke to each other. God said, "Now they have taken the tree of knowledge and good and evil. They will see good and evil, and they will live forever. And then now, if they take the tree of life, they will live forever." So God.Drove them out.
当神在把他们赶出伊甸园以前，三一神又开了一个会，说他们既然已经吃了这个知识善恶树的果子，如果这个时候他们再伸手吃这个生命树的果子，他们就永远活着。
This is,
这样的话，他们就神就把他们赶出伊甸园。
This is Genesis chapter 3, verse 22 to 24.
这是创世纪三章22到24节。
And then God, OK, Okay, God set the cherubim and the flame of the sword to guard toward the east of the garden to guard the tree of life.
我们知道神就用基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，把守通往生命树的道路。
Until the fullness of time.
直到这个时期满足的时候。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, actually, what I want to tell you is that the first three chapters of of Genesis sets the two lines throughout the Bible, the two realms, the realm of life and the realm of death.
我们知道头三章，创世纪头三章就立下了两条线的这个原则，并且画出两个范畴的原则，一个生命，一个死亡。
And the continuation of the two lines, the line of life and the line of death, awaits the fullness of time to come.
这两条线就是生命的线和死亡的线，这两条线一直向前延展，直到时期满足的时候。
Now let us fast forward throughout the Old Testament.Until we come to the Genesis, until the beginning of the New Testament when the Lord Jesus came.
我们现在要快速的往前，从旧约一直来到新约，看到主耶稣的来。
Now, the Galatians chapter 4 verse 4 it says very clearly, until the fullness of the time.
在加拉太书四章第四节很清楚地讲到时期满足的时候。
That is the fulfillment of the promise of the seed of the woman was given in Genesis chapter 3.
我们知道这是创世纪第三章里面说女人的后裔这个预言的成就。
And which means the tree of life, the way to the tree of life is open again.
我们知道这样通往至圣所的路又打通了。
And this reopening of the way to the tree of life requires the proper understanding of the word resurrection.
这个通往至圣所的路重新打通，需要我们对这个复活这个字有新的认识。
It is not so easy to explain this matter. I'm looking to the Lord how to give me the kind of give me the clear understanding that I can share it with you.
这件事不容易解释。我盼望主，我真是仰望主，给我合适的发表，能把这件事解释的清楚。
You know, we have often mentioned that because the Bible was written, the Old Testament was in Hebrews and the New Testament was in Greek.
我们知道这个圣经旧约用希伯来语写成，新约用希腊文写成。
And the original meaning of the revelation from God is so profound and so inexhaustible.
我们知道这个神的启示是何等的广大央茫。真是我们很难完全领略。
No translation of any language can even express part of it.
啊，实际上无论用什么语言来翻译，都很难把它的意义全部表达出来。
For example, this word life.
比如说生命这个字。
We already said this life is used in English or in Chinese or in Spanish just in one word life.
我们知道在这个无论是英语华语还是西班牙语里面生命这个字就是一个字。
But because of the tripartite man God created.
但是因为神创造人是以三部分来创造的。
So therefore there are three words that we know that represent life.
所以我们知道人是需要用三个生命的字来描述的。
There is a bios which is the basis of biology.
第一个词就是bios, 就是生物的生命。
I mean, that's a study of the physical life, right?
这是研究，这是生物学，这是研究它这个物质生命的生命。
And then there is the word of psuche.
第二个就是普素克，就是研究魂的。
And you know, the psychology is the study of psuche.
我们知道心理学就是研究魂生命的科学。
And then there is zoe.
当然我们知道还有个咒恶。
I wouldn't say theology is a study of Zoe.
我不想说这个神学是为了研究这个咒恶这个字的。
But anyway, life is not so simple.
但是我们要清楚，生命不是那么简单。
And even when I described Genesis 2:7 to you, of course, God made the man, the body, the bios out of the dust of the ground.
我讲到创世纪二章七节的时候，我说人的身体。 讲到这个巴耶斯的生命是从尘土塑造来的。
And God breathed the Zoe of life into his nostrils.
啊，当然神啊把生命之气吹到人的鼻孔里。
And then God and man became a living Suki.
啊，人就成了一个活的魂的生命。
But I want to tell you the picture of the tripartite man in Genesis 2:7 only provides the potential what a man can serve God's purpose.
我们知道在创世纪里面讲到这个人这三部分是让人有潜力有潜能来完成神的旨意。
So if by that time if man had partaken of the fruit of the tree of life he would this potential would have been developed.
如果人当时真的吃了生命树的果子所有这些潜力就都达到了他的目的。
But because he disobeyed God, rebelled against God, took the lie of the enemy, therefore he contacted he took the tree of the knowledge and good and evil, therefore he died that day.
当然我们知道他们背逆了神离弃了神的嘱咐他们吃了这个生命树的果知识善恶树的果子结果就在那天他们的功能死掉了。
Which means that day he was cut off from the source of life.
那天如果我们清楚地讲就是他从生命被切除了被断开了。
Until the fullness of time.
直到时期满足的时候。
So you see, dear brothers and sisters, this matter of life need to be understood in this way.
弟兄姊妹们，关于生命的事啊，我们需要从这个角度来看。
You see, actually, I was thinking about this. It's really quite interesting concerning this matter of resurrection.
我一直在考量这个复活这件事。
How do you explain this matter?
这件事情怎么向圣徒们解释呢?
Because this matter of resurrection is something which is for our whole person.
所以这个复活这件事啊，是为了我们全人的。
It's not just for our physical body.
不是只为了我们物质的身体。
You see, most of the Christian understanding among us, and including us, our understanding about resurrection is for the future. One day, our physical body will be resurrected.
大多数的基督徒，包括我们自己，许多时候我们想到复活，都是为了将来这个身体的复活，从这个角度来想的。
But we never realize, actually, resurrection has happened.
我们很少意识到复活已经发生了。
So you see, when did resurrection happen?
复活是什么时候发生的呢？
Actually, if we go to Ephesians chapter 2, then we will see that.
我们来到以弗所第二章，我们就会看到复活是什么时候发生的。
We'll see the when and the how.
我们就会看到什么时候是如何发生的。
You see, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, it says, And you, though dead in your offenses, And sins.
你们原是死在罪和过犯之中。
Now, I want to mention this to you because in the King James translation it says, "You have been quickened when you were dead in your sins and offenses."
在钦定本里面这个翻译它是说，当你们死在过犯和罪中的时候，你们被复活过来，被叫醒了。
But in both in Darby translation and in Recovery version, which is very accurate, in the original, you have been quickened was not in the original.
我们知道这个，无论是达比的译本还是我们的恢复本译本，这个都是翻的准确的，因为被唤醒这个字在原文里面是没有的。
Because this verse is connected to verse 5.
因为这一节是和第五节有关系的。
You see, verse 5 says, even when we were dead in offenses.Made us alive together with Christ by grace you have been saved.
你要知道，第五节讲到说，当我们还死在过犯和罪中的时候，他便叫我们与他一同活过来。
And verse 6, and raised us up together with him, and seated us together with him in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
他又叫我们与耶稣基督一同复活，一同坐在诸天界里。
So. When were we dead in sins and offenses?
当我们活在罪，当我们死在过犯和罪之中的时候
，When
什么时候呢
？Actually, it's actually Genesis chapter 3.
这个是在创世纪第三章。
Because if you go to Romans chapter 5, Paul made it very clear that through one man's disobedience, sin come to all men and come death comes through sin.
因为保罗在罗马第五章讲得很清楚，他说死借着一人的悖逆就进到了人里面，而且从一人入了世界，死就遍及了众人。
You would say, well, you know, we didn't commit any sin. Why it's that Adam's disobedience causes us to sin? No, because Adam's disobedience, he was cut off from the source of life. That's why we all became dead.
所以我们平常就说，我们又没有犯罪，我们不像亚当一样。为什么亚当犯的罪，这个死就临到了我们众人？但是我们要清楚，借着亚当他们的死，他们就从生命给切断了。
And just the same through one man's obedience.Justification has come to all.
也是这地方特别讲到，因着义人的顺从，义就临到了我们众人。
So you see, actually, when did we die?
我们要知道我们什么时候死的呢
？In Genesis chapter 3.
那在创世纪第三章我们就死了。
When were we raised?
我们什么时候活过来呢
？On the day of the Lord's resurrection.
在主复活的那日，我们义和他。一同复活了。
Now I hope you will see this point because I think this is extremely important.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要清楚地看到这个点，因为这一点非常重要。
Don't read 1 Corinthians 15 as if it's a history.
千万不要把哥林多前书十五章当成历史来读。
It's not just the history of the Lord Jesus.
这不光是主耶稣复活的历史。
It is also our history.
这也是我们的历史。
Don't think that was the definition what happened in the past.
也不要把它认为是过去什么事情发生的定义。
But it is something happened to the Lord Jesus, yes, but also together with us.
那个当然是发生在主耶稣身上，同时也是发生在我们众人身上的。
So, you know, I mean, people sometimes call Genesis, 1 Corinthians 15. Saying this is a history of resurrection, this is definition of resurrection. Actually, you know, resurrection, this word is not used.
我们要知道在这个十五章里面有时候我们讲说这是复活的历史，这也是能够看到这个复活的见证，但是我们要知道这个复活这个字在这地方没有用到。
Well, you say, well, then how can they be, this chapter be talking about resurrection?
那哥林多前书十五章为什么还讲复活呢
？No, because what he's talking about is describe the phenomena or the situation of what the resurrection is like.
临前十五章实际上讲的是这个复活是一个什么样的状态，是什么样的情形。是复活。
But you know, this morning my burden is not just to explain this to you, but it's extremely important to our life.
这个我不是要在这里面花很多时间，但是这个和我们有非常切身的关系。
Because it does affect our Christian life.
因为这个会影响我们基督徒的生活。
How do we live our Christian life?
我们如何来活我们基督徒的生活呢
okay, now, ？Let me describe to you that actually in 1 Corinthians 15, these two words are used about as together as many times.Just about the same number of times, equal number of times.
在临前十五章里面有两个字描述活，大约用了同样的频率。
Actually, it is not life and death, but it is resurrection and death.
这地方并不是讲死和活的问题，乃是复活和死的问题。
And this is very interesting, but.The death and resurrection that are described here, I mean, I cannot go through verse by verse to you, but believe me, I have spent a lot of time on this chapter.
我虽然不能一个字一个字来讲，但是我花了很多时间来看死和复活。
This is the best I can do, okay? So forgive me if I'm getting a little bit repetitious.
这地方是我能做到的最好的，在这么短的时间里面，但是也原谅我可能会有些重复。
These two words, death and resurrection, are not used so much as nouns.
在这个十五章里面，死和复活没有太多次用来做名词的。
But the word death is most of the time used as an adjective.
你要知道死这个字在十五章里面很多时候是用来做形容词的。
It describes a kind of a situation, a state.
是描述一个状态一个情形。
The best way to say is that because of one man's disobedience or died.
所以最好的描述就是因着一人的悖逆众人就都死了。
All fall into that kind of a state.
或者是都大家都会落在那样的状态里面
，cut off from life，
就是从生命被切断了
；cut off from the source of life，
就是从生命的源头切断了。
Okay, now, so what is resurrection？
那复活又是什么呢
？Oh, this is wonderful. This resurrection is mostly used as a verb.
啊，这个复活这个字在十五章许多时候用的是动词状态。
I'm not going to tell you how many times. Yes, just take my word for it. Most of the time, it is used as a verb.
我不会告诉你有多少出现多少次，但是呢，大部分时候是用来做动词的。
It sometimes translates as rising up.
有时候翻译成是能够从起来。
And but the most time is to arouse.
更多的时候是被唤醒。
Meaning somebody has fallen asleep to rouse him up.
特别有描述一个人睡着了，你把他叫醒。
Or describe somebody is in the state of hibernation.
特别有的时候像冬眠状态。
In hibernation, meaning the function is not working, it's not functioning.
这个冬眠状态就是说你所有的功能啊没有在正常的状态下。
Now you awaken this function.
这个复活是特别把这个功能功用重新唤醒过来。
I want to read this definition to you. He says.To waken, to rouse, to bring together, particularly the next one is important, to collect one's faculties.
他说要把他唤醒叫起来而后恢复他所有官能的功用。
This is what happened in Genesis chapter 3.
这就是创世纪第三章发生的事情。
We thought,And maybe even Adam thought that way. I don't know. But anyway, we thought to die means physically dead.
我们是这样想，我想亚当当初也是这么想，但是我虽然不确定，就是说我们死的时候，就是特别指我们物质的身体死了。
But did he die?
但是亚当死了吗？
Didn't.
当时没死。
What happened?
到底发生了什么事呢？
What happened is that actually the function, the faculty of his spirit,And his soul was not in operation.
我们知道结果就是他一些重要的官能，他的功用停下来了，特别是他的灵和魂。
Put to sleep.
他的这些功能呢，睡着了。
For a long time.
睡了很久很久。
Until the fullness of time came.
直到时期满足。
Until the Lord Jesus came.
直到主来了。
God becoming a man.
我们的神成为一个人。
Lived a perfect human life.
活了一个完整的完美的人生。
Went to the cross.
上了十字架。
And suffered the penalty of sin on our behalf.
为我们受了所有的审判。
And he paid the price for the sin.
为罪。付上了所有的代价
All of us
为我们所有的罪付上了代价
Not for himself, he did not have to do that
不是为他自己因为他自己是无罪的
But he did that for us
但是他这样做是为了我们
And not only that
不仅如此
You see, in 1 Corinthians 15, it was wonderful It says, according, this is the gospel we preach to you
Yeah. 这就是保罗在临前十五章说我们向你们传的福这就是我们向你们所传的福音
The Lord Jesus died for our sins
主耶稣为我们的罪死了
According to the scriptures
是照着圣经
But you know verse 4 of 1 Corinthians 15 leaves absolutely no doubt
在十五章第四节那地方我们一点都不需要怀疑
He was saying that physically he was dead
当然你们讲到说我们的主耶稣在肉身上被致死了
You see verse 4 said and was buried
他也被埋葬了。
Why did he say he was buried?
他为什么说他埋葬了呢
？Meaning that's physical, right?
这是要特别指出来，是他在肉身上的死。
And was raised the third day.
第三日复活。
And dear brothers and sisters, we do have such a hope of resurrection.
弟兄姊妹们，我们确实 有这样复活的盼望。
But that is not the whole meaning of resurrection.
但是这不是复活的完全全部的意义。
Because for man to live for God's purpose, we must have life fill our tripod being.
因为我们人要想成就神的旨意，我们三部分都必须被生命充满。
Particularly because our soul, because our spirit is was starting with the breath of life.
特别是我们的灵是从生命之气开始的。
And our soul was meant to become the living soul.
我们的魂是目的就是要成为活的魂。
In order to function properly.
为了能够有合适的功用。
Not just on the short years we live on this earth in our existence.
不是为了我们短暂地活在这个地上
but even for eternity
更是为了永远
but you know dear brothers and sisters I hope we will see that this chapter 1 Corinthians 15 shows to us the complete meaning of the word resurrection
我盼望林前十五章弟兄姊妹们能够向我们启示复活这个字的全部的意义
because it's altogether related to God's purpose
因为这个和神的旨意是完全相关的
I mean,It is not so easy to understand by looking at the history and so on.
我们当然从历史的角度来看，这个不是很容易完全阐明出来。
Because you know, this was written to Corinthians.
因为我们要知道，这个林前哥林多书是写给哥林多圣徒的。
And the Corinthians, I believe they well, of course they were Greeks, but they are particularly from Corinth.
我们知道哥林多人当然是希腊人，他们特别是。生活在哥林多附近
There are lots of problems.
那个地方是满了满了
许多问题啊
许多的问题
And we have said that in the past we understood that the book of Corinthians Paul wrote to them because he wanted to point out that Christ is a unique solution to all their problems.
我们知道这个保罗写哥林多前书给哥林多的圣徒们是指出来基督才是他们所有问题的答案
That is certainly correct.
这当然是对的。
But by the end of chapter 11, it should have been completed.
在这个十一章最后的时候，应该所有的实际问题都应该解决了。
He added some more.
结果呢，他又加了许多。
I mean, you know, it's so wonderful that we started the first the book of 1 Corinthians in October 2015.
我们是2015年十月份开始进入这个哥林多前书的。
Then we spent more than a half a year on the book of Exodus, on the tabernacle.
中间我们花了将近六个月的时间进入出埃及记的这个关于帐幕的这个启示。
And then we come back to First Corinthians.
我们又回来进到哥林多前书。
We spent the last 3 months on First Corinthians chapter 12 to 14.
我们过去三个月在十二章到十四章。
It was very interesting because we spent a lot of time to see this is the section on the building up of the body of Christ.
我们知道这十二、十三、十四是特别关系到建基督身体的建造。
And the most excellent way, the most excellent way is
极其超越的路
is the all-inclusive agape love.
就是包罗万有神这个关于这个包罗性的神的爱。
And we spent 6 weeks on 1 Corinthians 13.
我们花了六周的时间在哥林多前书第十三章。
And it's quite wonderful.
非常美妙。
And now we're coming to 2017.
那我们现在我们来到2017年。
And we felt the Lord has led us. This year is a year for blending and for relevancy.
我们知道今年主把我们带到香桥和人人适得其所的一年。
But also,This is the year we want to get into the truth.
也是今年我们要进入真理的一年。
And I was telling the brothers, I have some burden to share on 1 Corinthians.
我告诉弟兄姊妹们，告诉弟兄们，我对哥林多前书十五章有非常的负担。
Not only because how I understood it and how I learned it, but also because of my personal experience.
这不光是我的学习和我其他的研究，更是因为我个人的经历。
I want to tell you that actually, I have this question, why did Paul write to the Corinthians on resurrection?
我自己有这个问题，就是保罗为什么向哥林多人写关于复活的事？
Now I want to tell you a little bit about how my understanding is.
我要分享一点我自己的理解。
Because I believe during that time, even among the Corinthian believers, they are still deeply influenced by the Epicurean teaching.
我知道那个时候就是对于这个哥林多人，那个时候他们还是有这关于这个世界享乐的这一类的教训。
Now let me give you the reason why.
我要告诉你们为什么。
Because Paul mentioned in verse 32 of this chapter, he said, "Don't have this kind of a view to say that let's eat and drink because tomorrow we die."
保罗特别是在十五章三十二节警告哥林多人说，不要心里老想着说让我们吃吃喝喝吧，反正明天要死了。
You know, this is the Epicurean view.
这就是那个关于世界享乐的那种思想和哲学。
But I'm not interested to talk about Greek philosophy.
我对这些希腊的哲学没有什么兴趣。
I want to tell you, I believe this kind of attitude is prevalent or too common among Christians.
但是我要强调，弟兄姊妹们，今天这样的思想在基督徒里面相当普遍。
Because I believe that evenjust like in Genesis chapter 3, I believe many Christians still are having this kind of a fear.
你要知道，这就像创世纪第三章一样，许多基督徒内心里面还是有对死的恐惧感。
I want to use this because this came to me about Democles. Sword, do you know about the story about Democles' sword? Okay, now it's all right, it doesn't matter. What I mean is, I think in Genesis chapter 2 and 3, particularly Genesis chapter 3, Adam still have the fear, when is the second shoe to drop?
你要知道我们这个照着这个创世纪第三章，我们知道人对死的恐惧啊，就像这个达摩剑悬在头上一样，不知道什么时候会掉下来。啊，我用句其他的话就说，不知道另一只鞋什么时候脱下来。
Because why? Because God said, "On the day you eat it, you will surely die."
因为神清楚地说了，在你吃的那日，你必要死。
Let me say this again. Did they die physically?
我要再问他们肉身上那天死了没有
？They didn't.
没有。
So they're still waiting. Why is the other shoe going to drop?
所以他们一直心里边在悬着，就不知道那一天什么时候临到他们。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, as Christians, particularly as ones who knows about God's purpose, about the tripartite man, if we do not see what resurrection really means, then we are still afraid.When the second shoe is going to drop.
弟兄姊妹们，作为基督徒，特别是作为认识神旨意的基督徒，如果我们不胜过这一切，我们心里边可能还在犹豫，还在怀疑，另一只鞋什么时候能够脱下来。
In Hebrew chapter 2, verses 14 and 15,
在希伯来书第二章十四到十五节
because the children have blood and flesh.
他说到儿女既同有血肉之体
He himself also partook of the blood and flesh.
他自己也亲自有份于血肉之体
Therefore, through death, he may destroy the one who has the might of the death, which is the devil.
为要借着死败坏那掌死权的就是魔鬼
Verse 15.
十五节
And deliver those who, through fear of death, were under the slavery throughout their life.
我要借着死废除那掌死权的，我要释放那些一生因怕死而受辖于奴役的人。
This is the fear of when the second shoe will drop.
这个恐惧悬念，第二只鞋什么时候脱下来的这一种的恐惧。
That was a problem of Corinthian believers.
这是哥林多圣徒们的恐惧的地方。
Their behavior showed very clearly they were still under the slavery of the fear of death.
他们的行为就说出他们还一直受辖于那个死的恐惧的笼罩。
So therefore, I think after talking about Christ is a unique answer to all their problems,
我们经过了这么多讲到 基督是他们所有难处的解答的时候，
Paul pointed out to them the solution to the root of their problem.
保罗指出他们所有问题和难处的根源。
They need to be in the right realm.
他们需要进入正确的这个辖区里面。
You will always under that fear if you are not in the right realm.
因为你不在正确的范围和辖区里面，你就会一直有这样的恐惧感。
Of course, you say the realm is a realm of life.
当然你会说这个范畴，这个辖区是生命的辖区。
But how do you understand resurrection?
但是你如何来理解明白复活呢？
It is not to understand that, oh, you know, as Christians, we all have the eternal hope.
并不是肤浅的说，我们作为基督徒，我们都有永远的盼望。
But how you live your life actually shows how much you know.
你如何来过你今天每天的生活
？I don't say this.
反映出你到底对复活有什么样的理解
？I don't say this very lightly.
我并不是很轻浮的说这个话。
I have lived a fairly long life.
我已经活了。活了很长很大的年纪了。
But not until 4.5 years ago.
一直到4年半前。
When I have to face the kind of a life and death situation,
我要面对生与死的抉择的时候，
then I realized I was not completely free from the bondage of the fear of death.
那时候我才意识到我自己也不是完全从死亡的辖制和那种恐惧里面得着了释放。
Actually, it doesn't matter whether how long you live your life.
我要知道，我要告诉弟兄姊妹，不管我们主给我们在地上活多少年的日子。
Really, our life, the meaning of our life, the value of our life is not just measured by the length.
我们的意义，我们的目的，活在地上。不是以活得多长多短来衡量的。
And of course, we're very concerned about people that they will live their full life. They will live their life to the full.
我们当然盼望每个人都把他的生命活到神所允许的最长的。
But when younger person, when middle age person face the end of life or face the last stage of their life, and I think it does as kind of a warning or wake up call to all of us.
特别是有些。年纪不是很长，有些特别年轻人面对死亡的这种情形的时候，应该对我们众人都是一个提醒。
But you know, when I faced that in 4.5 years ago, and yes, I had lots of time to think.
当四年半前我面对这种选择的时候，这种情形的时候，我也有许多的思考。
It is not to say, well, you have any regret and so on, because regret doesn't do anything. You won't live your life again.
如果人问我说你有什么后悔的吗？这个后悔没有用的，因为你无法再活一次。
It's only for the moment.
只能活在当下。
But the moment for the future.
活在当下，连于永恒。
And I believe a good test is that do we have any inkling of the effect and the inference of the Epicurean kind of teaching because we're afraid of death.
我们需要特别注意的就是我们自己里面有没有下意识的在考虑并且盼望经历那种吃吃喝喝享世界享乐的那种的生活。
I'm very thankful the Lord gave me that opportunity to set me free from the fear of death.
我为了主能够这样在那样的经历里面释放，把我从死亡的辖制释放出来，我要赞美主。
I feel it's a tremendous privilege.
这是主给我特别的特权。
I do not. I must say, in the past, I always find sharing resurrection is a very difficult topic.
过去我总是认为分享分享这个复活这个题目是相当为难。
In fact, I also sense they don't believe in resurrection.
我也有个感觉，大部分人不一定完全相信复活这件事。
Which shows that there is such a tremendous lack among Christians to have the proper.I don't want to use understanding the proper realization about the significance of resurrection.
因为我相信大部分基督徒并没有完全有那种对复活有这样的意识和一定程度的明白。
Because the proper realization of resurrection will have a direct impact in the life we live.
我们对这件事有正确的理解， 并且实行的时候，这会影响我们日常的生活。
But I realized actually the Lord does give some of us some opportunity to come very close to death.
主给我们许多的圣徒们，给我们一些圣徒们有一些啊接近死亡的经历。
So that we can treasure the moments we have.
这是提醒并且让我们更宝贵我们目前所有的时间。
But not just for the moments we live on this earth.
并不是为了我们目前在地上所存留的这短暂的时间。
Not like the Epicureans thing where you eat whatever you can, drink whatever you can because you won't have the opportunity again.
并不是像那些这个世界享乐的那些人所想的赶紧吃赶紧喝因为你不知道有多少时间。
Nor are the ones that are, in fact, I thought it was very interesting because this is related to the extremes of these kinds of philosophy of life.
因为这些我们现在所经历所面对的许多情形就和这些极端的这些哲学是有关系的。
But I'm not criticizing because they don't know the meaning of life. They don't know God's purpose.
我不是批评他们因为他们不明白什么是生命，什么是神的旨意。
What I'm concerned about is that those of us who have heard about this, those who even talk about it, even preach to others, what kind of a life do we live?
我关心的是我们不仅听见，而且讲说、传讲、教导别人的这样的人，我们自己是过一个什么样的生活
？And even you know, even after we.Even after we've read 1 Corinthians and talk about all the things that we learn, which is very good, very positive, but what impact that has with our lives?
我们当读了《哥林多前书》，读了许多方面，受了许多的教导和启示，这个对我们的生活有什么样的影响呢？
And you know, this is what we talk about prophesying the last couple of weeks.
过去两三周我们讲到申言。
And we're going to talk about we're going to be on the Ezekiel for a while.
下面我们要进入花不少的时间进入以西结书。
And you know, particularly let me end with this. I want to talk about the living creatures.
我最后以这个四活物作为结束。
Okay. The other day I was telling some young ones. I said, "Don't go around telling people your visit to Bronx Zoo."
我那天告诉一些年轻人，你不要告诉大家。这个你是从这个Bronx 的这个动物园看见了什么异象
？And I hope you will not go around telling people what Brother James shared today. Give them a Bronx Zoo report.
你不要今天给我交通的说的你们好像从这个 Bronx 的动物园看到了什么东西
？Now what does it mean?
这到底什么意思呢
？It's very simple. Bronx Zoo, you just go and see some animals.
这个到这个动物园里面就是看到了许多动物。
Some very exotic animals.
特别有些稀有的动物。
The panda, whatever the exotic animals they have now.
不管那个动物园里也许看到了熊猫或任何其他的这个稀有的动物。
But I hope you will go there just like Ezekiel did. You saw some living creatures.
我盼望你们在进到以西结书里面，就像以西结一样，能看到似活物的异象。
You know when Ezekiel was in captivity.
当然，以西结是在这个被掳之地。
He was in that by the river.
他在那个加巴鲁河边。
His situation was very difficult.
他们的生活情形和个人的情形不容易。
I don't know what is your situation.
我不知道你的情形如何。
I don't know where is your Babylon.
我不知道你的巴比伦在哪里。
I don't know where is your river Chaba.
我不知道你的加巴鲁河是在哪里。
But anyway, he was uplifted from his situation and saw something heavenly.
但是他把从那种被困、那种被掳的光景，被那个被提起来，看见了神的异象。
He was not just describing some animals, but he was describing some living creatures.
他那地方并不是描述一些动物的东西，他乃是看到了活的活物。
The living creatures, meaning they creatures, of course, they are created by God for a certain purpose.
当然他看到了活物那个活物当然是神创造为了他的旨意成就他旨意的活物
But he was just not watching he didn't see four creatures
他没有只看到四个动物
受造之物 But he saw four living creatures
他看到了四个活的受造之物
Meaning those who have served the purpose of God's creation
指出那些活物那些活的 造物是为了成就神的旨意。
And I tell you, dear brothers and sisters, we need to be like that if we say we know God's purpose.
我们需要像以西结那样，也像四活物一样。如果我们说我们明白神的旨意。
Not influenced by today's Epicurean teaching.
不要被今天吃吃喝喝的文化所影响。
Still under the bondage of the fear of death.
还受死的奴役的辖制。
If we see anything about resurrection, we will be delivered from the bondage of the fear of death.
如果我们真的看到了复活，我们就会从这些死的辖制下被解脱出来。
And I hope by doing this, sharing this with you today, I'm putting some pressure on myself that reminding, am I really free and how much have I been free from this bondage?
今天我和弟兄姊妹的分享也是对我自己施加一些压力，要让逼着我自己要重新审视我自己在这样的情形里面如何来看复活并且经历复活。
What I experienced 4.5 years need to be updated today.
我四年半的经历今天需要重新更新。
And I hope the Lord will update all of us.
我盼望主把我们每一个人在新的一年里面也都更新。
This is what it means, verse 22 of 1 Corinthians 15, that, verse 22, that all died in Adam, but all shall be made alive in Christ.
这就是十五章二十二节讲到说，在基督里众人都死了。
哎，不是在亚当里，
在亚当里众人就都死了，在基督里我们众人与他一同活过来。
Amen. Maybe we got some prayers or some sharing.
Let's have some prayer.